Welcome to Book of One, Volume 2, Lightworker's Log, authored and narrated by Sam, also known as Sharon Ann Meyer. Author's note: the world in which we live remains uncertain as old systems continue to fall by the wayside. Let this not disturb you. Your true source of being remains unfettered by the ways of physicality. For naught is the release to cumbersome ways of old reality, for they are but illusion, but new paths to freedom emerging on unseen levels. These levels shall quickly come to light as more bear the light of one. This book helps those wishing to do so to connect with that inner power of love and light. Place your faith in the greatness of humanity's true source as things continue to rapidly change in your world. Placing this faith as such allows you to be closer to your own true self, which sees not the separation so relished by humanity. So says the voice within while drafting this book. Messages came to me from March 2012 through June 2013. I've come to realize that the source of communications comes from another aspect of unique being, my own, whether from something named the One or an entity named Tala from the planet Nibiru. Author's experience contains information on circumstances during the time they came, changes in awareness or physicality, or things I do to make the transition of the ages easier. Each communication bears a heading, making it easier for readers to choose those that resonate the most for them. I trust you will enjoy reading this book as much as I do, listening to these communications as much as I do. My purpose in publishing is not only to serve as a reminder of home, but to help everyone understand we all hold the ability to channel unique aspects of being, including the I Am Presence. Part 1, Book of One, continues. The Unity Humanity Seeks. Access the new horizon in the corners of your mind. Take heed as all comes closer to the unity humanity seeks. Listen to those voices that come during sleep, on the cusp of your waking and drifting off hours. Know these voices are there to help you. Stay clear of the chaos that lies ahead in the days to come. That is what we came to tell you. Separation lies only in the small mind of one within you and all living things that do not pay heed to the voice within. Know this as you go about your days and evenings in the small mind of one. All seek the knowingness of the true light within, and this light shines ever so brightly for those that do not seek the knowingness of separation that lies outside of one. Focus on that within. That of which you seek is already found within you. Within the heart's core sits all you need. Now is the time to focus on that wondrous being within. Let go of the world as your eyes envision it and take on the attributes of oneness, pure, steady, and true. There is much to be said for waiting in silence for things to come to you. Know that this is not the time to be searching for answers to mundane questions of life, for within you lay the answers to all you need know, now or ever.